It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
The story here is talking about what's popular right now that you have zero interest in. And this piqued my interest because so many people were talking about the return of Yellowstone. What was that, a night or two ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yellowstone, Yellowstone, Yellowstone. Did you see what happened to John Dutton? I'm a fan. I'm not that big of a fan, but I know many people around me that are like, who the hell cares about Yellowstone?
Me.
I know.
I'm one of those people, where I have not bought into the hype. And now it's the last season. Apparently, there's something really big that happened on the first night.
Oh, yeah, big one.
So it's all over my news feed, TikTok. I've told you about the videos that I get of Rip. And so I see Rip, I see Beth on TikTok all the time, and they always show what badasses they are. Like, they're
awesome.
So cool. Like,
yes.
Beth especially. Like, Beth, I would not want to come across her in a dark alley if she was mad, right? Like, she looks like she could tear some
stuff
up.
She's a scrapper.
Man. But I have no vested interest in this show. I don't have any plans on watching it, but
everybody
obsessed. You, our friend over on the sister station, like, everyone's obsessed.
So that's the question. What is extremely popular right now and you have zero interest in? If you want to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Josh, what's yours, man?
Well, I was going to say something that was kind of already said, but all these TikTok trends going on right now, man, there are things that people want to do all the time that are so popular, the trendy. It's always, things that you see on videos. And I'm like, I don't even like TikTok that much. So maybe TikTok in and of itself. That's
you don't like it.
It's not my thing, man. I don't know. I was a Vine guy way back in the day. And now that TikTok, ever since it came out, I've just been way behind on everything. I'm more of an Instagram Reels guy.
Yeah.
But the thing about Instagram Reels is they're like 3 weeks after that, all the things that happen on TikTok. So every time I show my friends a video, I'm way behind. So that's kind of my thing. I'm not a huge TikToker.
All right. So TikTok is popular. Josh just does not get it.
No.
I've got two. This Wicked movie that's coming out.
Oh, see, I'm obsessed.
Oh, I'll get behind that with you, man. Absolutely not.
Love.
Don't care one single bit about the new Wicked movie, but like Katie, plastered all over the socials.
Yeah.
People are talking about it on TV. People were talking about the Wicked doll mistake the other day with the website on the back of the box. It was incorrect. Don't care. Zero F's were given.
I'm like counting down the days for when that movie drops. Like,
why? What's the hype for you?
Because the Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
I always butcher her last name.
But they have done a fabulous job in the remake. Because if you remember, Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel did the Broadway original back.
I don't care. I loved when they did it.
So now apparently, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, I think is how you say her name, but they have just stepped up to the plate here and knocked it out of the park. I hear that this movie is like life-changing.
Don't care.
Yeah? You don't? I just can't wait.
I don't like either one of those actors. I'm like, it's fine.
That whole explanation was wasted. Completely wasted.
I didn't hear a word.
Didn't hear a word you just said. Ariana who? Don't care.
November 22nd, it's coming out.
Of course, it's the day before my birthday.
it's your birthday present.
Oh my gosh, Nick Mac's going to take you.
I do like Ron that wrote in and said Cybertrucks.
Oh my gosh.
I don't get them.
There is a black and white camo Cybertruck in my neighborhood that every time I see him, I'm just like, this guy right here. And then in the dark, it's worse. I hate the lights.
But they're so cool, right? They're so neat.
I kind of like the lights. I like the bar. I don't like the truck. It looks bad.
When I was car shopping, I looked at a few of them. Not that I was going to buy one, but I like popped in and saw a few of them, and they're just so ugly.
Yeah. Then all the looks and the stares, and you get the people who are like, is that yours? And you're like, yeah, it's mine. I don't want that.
Starting to rust.
Yeah.
All right. Seriously. So what's popular right now that you have zero interest in? And Linda called in. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you have zero interest in, Linda?
Mine is basically iPads and a lot of cell phone usage. Drives me crazy when I go out and about, and that's all you see kids doing. They don't out. They don't play. They are always stuck to electronics.
Yeah.
Your cell phone's driving me nuts a little bit because it's got that weird clicky delay thing.
Clicky delay.
So you don't like phones and iPads?
No, just the electronics in general.
Yeah.
What did you call in on?
I'm just old school. Android phone.
Okay. Mm. Androids are okay, apparently. Linda, thank you for the phone call.
Yes. Thank you, Linda. She makes a good point, though.
Does she?
Yes.
Brianna.
Brianna, you were right.
Hi, Brianna.
So hey, good morning.
What's really popular right now that you have zero interest in?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh, my. Brianna, you're my people. Yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do like Taylor Swift. I always have. But I just don't care about them as a couple.
It's his stupid haircut, isn't it? That's
what
it is.
He does have a stupid haircut right now.
He's the stupidest haircut I've ever seen.
I mean, it is really dumb. He reminds me of like a high school football player.
Yeah, he's like the star quarterback dating the cheerleader. Yeah. He's like, Taylor
dopey.
Swift turned into the girl that she sang about, where she wears short skirts and I wear T-shirts.
Yeah.
She's the cheer captain now, and he's on the football team. She became who she sang about.
100%. Uh-huh. Yeah, my husband hates Taylor Swift, and it just even is worse now with her all over the media with Travis Kelce. So
it's too much exposure.
We don't like it. We don't need it. We don't need it.
You're probably not alone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So.
Quite a few texts.
I think so.
Agreeing with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of texts. Sadly, we've got a Taylor Swift song coming up next. But have a good day, all right?
I'll listen
See you
to
later.
It.
It's all
I'll
right.
I'll listen to it. You too.
That's awkward. See you later. Oh, boy. Amanda. Amanda, hug and kiss.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Really
Hi,
good. What's popular right now that you have zero interest in?
I swear, like, all of these shows, like, I could never get into Breaking Bad or Walking Dead or Games of Thrones, any of those, like, things like that, I could just never get into. I always, like, found the spoiler alerts to be, like, too much, and so I never even attempted to do them until, like, long after they were popular.
Yeah, Breaking Bad was pretty darn good.
Yeah, you're missing out on that
Better Call Saul was good. That's attached to that. Mm-hmm. And then Walking Dead, you know what? I bailed out, like, halfway through. However many seasons they have, I did end up leaving that one.
Yeah.
Because it just got so ridiculous when you're being chased by groups of zombies and you have machine guns and you're just firing at them and everybody's missing. So I'm like, come on.
It's like stormtroopers.
And all of these like shows are just drawn on way too long. Like they should have ended like two or three seasons before they actually do end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
speak the truth. Those are good ones, Amanda. Have a good day. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks, guys.
Amanda. Bye.
Let's see. Any more good ones coming in? We've got breweries.
Some of them.
That's a hard one for me to say. Electric cars are on there. Starbies.
I like Chris says he is over mountains of dirty snow. Apparently, he is not a skier.
Dude, it is just
starting.
Even
though it's popular, I know. He's not a fan.
It's just starting. Should we just... We'll just wing this one. Hi, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Kiana.
Hi, Kiana.
Hi.
What's popular right now, but you have zero interest in it?
Those damn Stanley Cups.
Yes! I was saying that in the studio. They're so big and ridiculous, and how are you walking around with that?
I'm so over it. I'm tired of the different colors. I'm tired of the different... I'm over it. I'm so over it.
Yeah.
So what are you drinking out of, then?
A Yeti.
Yeti.
Yeti's the classier version of the
Stanley
Cup.
It
My
totally
coffee
is.
Cup in the morning's a Yeti, so.
Yeah.
Yeti is the Colorado version of a Stanley Cup, okay?
Right, yeah. It's a higher class cup for sure. And weren't they having like metal leaking issues or something with the Stanley Cups?
No, it was like giving you iron poisoning or something like that.
They were seeping iron.
Lead poisoning.
That's what it was. Yum. Tastes great.
Everything
tastes like
pennies. Yum.
So gross. I'm so over it.
We're with you. All right. Thank you for the call. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Later, dudes.
Bye.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.